The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 519. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. My guest is Corey from the YouTube channel Wilkie's Movies and Music. And as you could tell, from the title itself, you know what you're going to hear when you tune in to one of Corey's shows. But I wanted to have him back on from his last appearance last summer. And finally, we managed to make things work. And we sit down and we talk, first of all, about movies and music. No kidding. But also about the YouTube channel and about why Corey created it and what his goals are for the channel and how much he enjoys it and whatnot. One that I don't want to keep delaying here. I want to get right into our conversation. So without any further ado, I'm going to mention a couple of things that you need to know about. First off, Space. That's right, the Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo. It is happening March 28th and 29th in Hilliard, Ohio, which is a suburb of Columbus. There's going to be over 100 exhibitors. There's going to be panels. There's going to be workshop. It's free parking, free admission. The show is going to be happening at the McCoy Center, which is at 5462 Center Street in Hilliard, Ohio. Hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. The Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo is a great independent comic book show that you need to check out. If you are in the state of Ohio, you owe it to yourself to drive on over to Hilliard and check out some great independent comics from some great independent creators. Well, I would like to, of course, thank our newest sponsor to the PVD Cast, Courtney 614 Deals. If you need great deals on women's fashion, health and beauty, and other things, you need to check out Courtney 614 Deals. You can find her on all those major reselling sites like Whatnot, eBay, Poshmark, etc. Again, just look for Courtney, C-O-R-T-N-E-Y, 614 Deals. And if you manage to pick something up, please let her know that you heard about their endeavors right here on the PVD Cast. And lastly, this episode is brought to you by the world's greatest comics. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And they have tons of comics from every era, including the gold, silver, bronze, and modern. They also have graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues, a bunch of cool stuff in the front counter. I could go on and on, but you owe it to yourself if you are an Ohio resident to stop on over to Westerville. Hey, if you come in for Space, stop on over when you're done. But nonetheless, I would like to thank all of my great sponsors who have supported the PVD Cast throughout the years. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with Corey from Wilkie's Movies and Music. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this evening I'm joined once again by Corey from Wilkie's Movies and Music. It's only been like about a year. We're almost to the year ago. And I say that because most of the time, Corey is like, oh, I had so-and-so on. They were on just the other month. No, that was like 3 years ago. But nonetheless, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me back on. I can't believe it's been that long ago. And I will also say that I get a lot of jokes from my family because I'm a king of saying like, oh, just the other day we did this. And I'm like, no, Corey, that was like a year ago. Or, so I'm like, I'm always the other day. And it was a lot longer than I thought. But wow, I can't believe it's been that long ago.
Glad to have you back. We're going to talk about all the stuff you got going on. So let's go ahead and jump into it. Let's talk about the YouTube channel, Wilkie's Movies and Music. So what would somebody see if they checked out your show? Like, what's a typical episode for Wilkie's Movies and Music?
Well, I am, there's some specific things and I'll get into it, but I know I'm probably all over the place a little bit, where people say you need to focus in a little bit more if you really want to grow the channel. But when I created it, it was an outlet for me to be able to talk about my love of just that, movies and music, where, you know, I have some friends and family that enjoy them, but they don't get into it quite as much. And it gave me an opportunity to talk about it more and then run into new people that have that same excitement about it and talk about it, hear their experiences. Whether we agree or disagree, it's still fun to talk about that. So definitely diving into movies a lot, music, trying to get that in more. It's finding people that want to talk about that. I have a couple of good friends that actually did a live stream with them just the other day with Ryan and Joe, two good guys that know a lot about music, and it's fun to talk to them. But that's been more of a struggle, finding people to dive into that a little bit more. And I never claimed to be an expert on either one of them, but just a fan and wanting to have that fun to just sit down and dig into stuff. But I've branched out into other things too. And maybe I loosely connect other people in. Like, I had one person on the channel that was their YouTube channel. There, a lot of it is live streaming from Disneyland, but they had a lot of love and nostalgia for that from the movies they grew up with and going to it. So I kind of pull that into the movie side of it.
Are you still doing two shows? Because I know the last time we talked about, you know, like last summer when we spoke, yep, you were doing shows, and I forget what their titles were, but you were doing a main show and then you were doing a side show like every Thursday or Friday when you had a time on your break at work. So are you still doing that schedule?
Yeah. As long as I can. You know, sometimes life, we were talking about, both of us have had some busyness and some curveballs of life that will change what you think you have planned for that particular time. But yeah, so Friday afternoons, 1 p.m. Central, I'll usually do a lunch. Lunch break cinema, and it goes all over the place. But a lot of times it's a casual hangout, talking about movies that I've watched, things that I've gotten in. But then just letting people, if they want to jump in and just chat with me and throw questions out, you know, kind of hit those at that time. Very laid back, not a lot of structure to it. So yes, I've been continuing that. I'll do what I call my movie club, where I'll bring in people from the YouTube movie community or Instagram or, you know, whatever they, or even if they're not on a platform, if they're just a fan of things and want to talk about it, to do that. And then kind of branched out to do some where I kind of called it like meet the creators. And it might be somebody I ran into on YouTube or Instagram. Maybe it's completely unrelated, but I'm like, I found you very interesting. I just want to talk to you. You know, if a ton of people show up or nobody shows up, I still would love to have you on and just pick your brain for a little bit, find out where your passion came from for this. And So I got to, and I'm playing around with a few other things, but that's where maybe I'm a little too random with
some of the things. You know, I got the same criticism when I started the show.
Okay.
Like, that you bounce around with four different topics, and and I just kind of felt like this is supposed to be like no rules, so to speak. You know, this is DIY, do it yourself. And if I want to talk about hockey 1 week and I want to talk about movies the next week and I want to, the following week, want to talk about comics, I feel like I should be able to do that. And I would hope that, much like Jimmy Kimmel or you know, Jimmy Fallon, you watch the first monologue, hey, this ain't for me, I turn it off, you know. But maybe it is for you. Maybe you listen to the monologue, you're like, hey, I want to check out what John's got with this guest, you know, and whatnot. So I can understand where, you know, I got that. You need to focus on one thing.
I have trouble with that, the focus thing. But
I do too.
You have more than just one interest, you know, and yeah, things that you have fun with and you want to talk about. And I definitely have some people that I, over the years, recognize and come back, and I'm so thankful for them 100%. But, you know, maybe that particular time is not a topic they're super interested in. No offense, no harm, you know, no harm, no foul. That's cool. We'll get back to that stuff you like, but you know, sometimes a new face turns up, and you know, it, when you hit that, and it's just kind of nice to reach out. And I'm not really, I mean, with my channel, I'm very small, so I'm not like super concerned about growth, but it's fun to see new faces come in once in a while and, you know, talk and meet and go through. But I'll tell you, a big thrill is, I don't even care if it's like one or two people, but when you see a name pop up more than once and want to engage with you with what you're talking about, that's a cool feeling. And yeah, it's been fun having that through this whole experience.
So I know last time that we talked and kind of broke things up into the music, one episode of music, one episode about movies, but today I'm going to just kind of keep them combined here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you collect vinyl? Because I know you.
Yeah.
You collect physical media on DVD, Blu-ray, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, sir.
But I don't know if we ever talked about it. You do collect vinyl as well?
Correct. Yep, I do. I wouldn't say I have the biggest collection in the world. Over the past few years, it's gotten more expensive. So, mm-hmm. Well, some of them have. And I pick and choose. I kind of cherry pick and, you know, like get stuff I know I like, or usually with vinyl I'll know what it is. I don't just go in completely unaware of what mm-hmm. the album is before I buy it. So that's one I really, because some of them you can find nothing wrong with it, but I mean, you can find like a $15 or $20 vinyl record. I have plenty of those, but then there's some that I end up really liking that they inch up, you know, quite a bit higher in price. And I'm just, could I do it? Yes. Do I want to? No. I like to just drop like 30, 40, 50 bucks on an album that I'm not sure about. I've tried to be a little bit better with my decisions with some of those things. So mm-hmm. But yes, I do collect it. That's a great memory I have growing up. My parents had an old Kenwood receiver and a turntable on top of that, and some old, I don't even know what the speakers were, but I remember having a good time, like just going through and throwing records on and listening to them, and fell out of it. You know, I definitely went into CDs heavy in the late 80s, early 90s, and I still have a lot of those. And I'll still buy them too. You can find some great used deals on CDs where people are just like, take them almost. And I still think they sound great. So I'll still grab those. But yeah, I definitely, I'll still hit vinyl, but a little more selective with the price range that has come up in recent years.
You know what? That's something I never thought about. I never thought about the fluctuation in prices on vinyl. Does it go along with like the price of everything else? Like the price of eggs go up, so vinyl is going to go up too, or the price of gasoline. Is it in the same kind of economic, I guess you could say, the crevices of the economy, if you will?
I would say yes. But they're also, it's just like movies. And when you dig into each of those communities, whether it's physical media of movies or music, there's like, they call them like boutique labels that pop up that do special releases or big box sets, or vinyl is no different. There's ones that just go for crazy. I mean, you could buy a, what is it called? Like a one step record of, it's just one album, but it could be $150, you know, for, I don't have that, but I'm just saying there's a range, and you could find the same album on different releases from a, you know, a nice black vinyl record to box set to like da 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 da, you know, like whatever. We'll fluff up the, and believe me, I'm not poking fun of them, because I love them and I'd love to have them, but yeah, I can't drop like 150 or 125 mm-hmm. on I mean, I could, but I don't. You know what I mean? Like, you pick and choose what you spend your money on. You but it will fluctuate, because even I had a friend not too long ago ask me, he goes, I want a very basic turntable. I want to get into vinyl. I want this basic that sounds decent. That's an automatic one. So I found one that I had a long time ago, and I'm like, oh, maybe you should check this one out. And I bought it for like $60 or $70, brand new. And it was a beginner one, but sounded great. I mean, I still enjoyed it, but I ended up selling it off to a friend a long time ago. But when I went back and looked, they have the exact same model today. It's like $200. Mm. And this is like a 8-year gap of the thing. So whether it's equipment or vinyl itself, I think there's the fluctuations with the market too. But the boutique and the fancy releases or pressings, they definitely drive some prices up too.
So recently, what are some of your purchases in vinyl?
You know, it's funny you should ask that, because I was doing a live stream. Like I said, I was hanging out with a couple friends, Ryan and Joe, that we were talking about some things that we were listening to recently and buying recently. And so like one recent one was, there was a Unplugged live performance by the Cranberries that I bought. That was a band back in the 90s that I enjoyed and absolutely love her voice. And live, you know, sometimes acoustic live or kind of stripped down live is really cool to hear some of those songs. And so that was a pretty recent one. I was diving into a lot of my 90s and early 2000s nostalgia, I think, too. So like another one was Goo Goo Dolls, Boy Named Goo. So like the one that has like Name and Naked. If you know any of Goo Goo Dolls, it was like some of their big, that's when they hit the radio and kind of went mainstream.
Did I see Letters to Cleo?
Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah, it was. So that was another great one. So Joe, that was on the stream with me, he was, and see, that's the cool thing about meeting people through all this. People get to know, and I wish I had a better memory. I remember things, don't get me wrong, but there's some people that have some memories that I'm just like, man, I'm very envious of you. But Joe was one of those that just like reached out and he's like, hey, I remember you talking about Letters to Cleo. They're re-releasing that album. And I'm like, awesome. I went out and bought it. He bought it too. And I still have the original CD I bought, you know, back in the 90s for that thing. And so, yes, that was a recent pickup as well. And I have listened to it. It sounds great. But yeah, that was another one that I got in recently.
Very underrated. That's why when I saw on your Instagram, I'm like, oh man, there's, you know, when you think of those female led 90s alternative rock bands, you know, I think they get overlooked, you know, they shouldn't, you know?
Absolutely. I love quite a few of them. There's like Letters to Cleo, and there's going to be so many I don't say right now. It's hard on the spot, but like Letters to Cleo, The Breeders was one that I got into in the 90s. Hole, Veruca Salt. There's a lot of those that I'll go back to, but yeah, I agree. Sometimes they kind of get forgotten about. And man, when he said they're pressing it again, it's going to be for sale, I'm like, oh, pre-order. And he was like, I did too. So it was fun to, even though I had the CD already, there's something fun and nostalgic about getting the vinyl record and throwing it on the turntable, and you're not skipping through tracks, you put the needle down and listen through the thing. I love that.
Is there a genre that you don't care for musically?
So I will say, and maybe this is easy out, I'm a very big mood listener, so I got to be in the right mood. So I'm all over the place, but I got to be in the mood to listen to it. So, but I remember my wife now, at the time was my girlfriend, when I was making mixtapes or burning mixed CDs. She's like, no, you can't have this song and then go to that song. Like I had way too big of a shift between like maybe like a country song to like a heavy metal song to a rap song to, you know, and I'm like, well, that's what I wanted to listen to, so I put it on there. you know, like your dance pop, maybe I'm not as big into that. Mm-hmm. Like your, and nothing against it. It's just not what I lean towards. I get, but there's even some of that I'll listen to at some points if I'm just in the right mood. As where it's kind of fun to just do a mix sometimes. And, with the streaming services, I love my physical media. I will never go away from that, but streaming for music and movies, it's a good way to test out some things before you drop some money on a physical release to bring home. So I wouldn't say there's anything I like absolutely hate, but I gotta be in the mood, you know, like given day. Yeah, I don't know.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Cause I can relate. I don't think that heavy metal, well, not heavy metal, but more like death metal is something that I'm not really that into, but yet if it hit me at the right time in, you know, after a frustrating day, you know, at the office, that might be comforting, you know, to hear Sepultura or Slayer.
I can see that too, where I do, you know, I'll have moments where I really like that heavy metal, but I've had some that push the limit where I'm just like, this is too much for me, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm also, not to be a prude, I've heard all the cuss words in the world. I know them all. I've heard them all. I've said them all. But, you know, like sometimes I'm in a mood where if it's every other word that, you know, I'm like, that's not for me right now. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of a thing. But if that's like your stick, you know, that's the thing you're hanging your hat on, you got to have more to it than just that. And that's many genres that do that. So,
all right, well, let's start talking about some movies. So what movies have you recently seen that you'd like to discuss? Because I have a short list here, and it's always fun to kind of swap ideas as to what we, just like you said, you know, just what have I liked, what have I maybe not liked, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I've had a mix of new movies and rewatches. I'll say this right off the bat. My pace this year so far of watching movies is off, lower.
Yeah, same here.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if it was just me. Just like we said before we started recording, just life, nothing bad, but just life and busy. You know, sometimes you're just tired and, you know, I'd love to throw another movie in, but I'm like, I should just go to bed, you know, mm-hmm. kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm off, I'm low on my watch, my movies I've watched, but yeah, I got a good mix here recently. Do you want me to start? Do you want to go?
Yeah, you go ahead and start. You're the guest. Go ahead and start.
Well, I'll say, so the very last one I've watched is a rewatch. I watched The Gentleman. So Guy Ritchie.
The Gentleman
with Matthew McConaughey.
That one, I'm going to be 100% honest. Friend of mine gave me a copy of his version. And I was like, I don't know anything about this movie. I really had not. I didn't know Guy Ritchie was behind it. All I knew was Matthew McConaughey was in it. Yep. And I'm like, I don't know. I dropped that bad boy in, and it is phenomenal. I mean, Colin Farrell steals the show.
Colin Farrell is great. The coach.
The coach is fantastic. I mean, when he schools those punk kids in that like diner.
At the deli or whatever.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's just awesome.
He's like, what do you got? Come with me with something. Yeah. He's like, oh, you got to do better than that. Come on.
Like, that movie was so under the radar with me, but I enjoyed it. And I should do a rewatch of it, too.
For whatever reason, I go back to that once in a while. So that was one just the other night, a couple nights ago, where, like we're talking about, being busy, being tired, everything like that. Sometimes if I'm tired, I don't know if I can get through a whole movie. Like, I don't want to throw something on new. So I'll go back to one that I know I enjoy. If I don't make it all the way through it, I know what happens, you know, kind of a thing. But I went all the way back through that one. But yeah, that was one of them I pulled out. I was like, I hadn't seen that in a little while. So The Gentleman, you know, that was the last one I watched.
Okay. All right. Last one that my wife and I did was rewatch Roadhouse.
Which one?
The original.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
She loves Sam Elliott. So,
oh yeah.
I mean, you know. So she's got a celebrity crushes are Sam Elliott and the Mountain from Lord of, not Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones. Power lifter dude.
Yeah.
So
can crush mountains, but yeah, Sam Elliott, he's got a voice on him, man.
Oh, he does.
I wish I had that. Oh, that's great. Before that one was a new watch for me. I finally watched Predator Badlands, the newer one. So I actually had fun with it. I know it's mixed reviews for it. Some people are hit or miss with it. I grew up with the original Predator, so it's definitely got a different feel for me from that, but I enjoyed it for what it was.
I got to confess, I've never seen the Predator. The only one I've seen is Alien versus Predator. It's the only one I've seen. Now, I've seen all the Alien movies, but I've just never, I don't know why. There's no reason why.
I'd be curious if you went back and watched the original with Schwarzenegger and everything. In my heart, nostalgia probably plays a big role, but the original Predators, but Predators 2, I know some people hate it, but it's so different. But I, those first two, I can go back and watch those about any time.
Another rewatch for my wife and I. She had never seen it. I own it. I liked it that much. It's a small little film that I believe came out in 2012 or 2013, starring Ewan McGregor, Christopher Plummer, and Melanie Laurent, called Beginners.
I don't know that one.
It's interesting. I saw it in the theaters. I really wanted to see Christopher Plummer play this role. So basically, Christopher Plummer is Ewan McGregor's father.
Okay.
And his father has been diagnosed with terminal cancer. So he finally comes out of the closet and said, look, you know, and it was this whole thing about like, so dad, for 55 years when you were married to mom, you were a gay man. And like just the kind of the unraveling of the onion, so to speak, all the different layers of how that impacted Ewan McGregor, how that impacted Christopher Plummer's character. It's really well done. It's a very good movie. The most happy at times, no. It's kind of a solemn tale, so I'll give you the heads up on that. But I really liked it. I thought it was a very great performances from all three of them.
Nice. I'll mark that one. I'll admit when I haven't heard of something, I don't know everything. But I have not come across that one, so I'll mark that to try to track that one down. The names you're throwing out are all hits for me, so I'll definitely like to check that one out. Another new one that I actually got my wife to watch with me. That's a shocker. No, I'm just kidding. I always joke because we have different tastes, but we have a little overlap with some things. But we watched Song Sung Blue for the first time. The Hugh Jackman, Kate Hudson, based on a true story of a Neil Diamond tribute band. Couple that it was really good. It definitely tries to hit you in the feels with things, and definitely based on the true story of what was happening, they definitely went through some stuff and had some ups and downs, and overall it was a good movie. And both of them, I think Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson, both were singing through that, and both of them are great singers, actually, whether you know it or not, but they did a great job with the movie. And I enjoyed that one more than I was expecting. I didn't know. I was kind of went into it blind and didn't know what to expect. But yeah, it was a good one.
Was that a Hulu production, or was that an? It was on a streamer, wasn't it?
So it got a theatrical release because she's up. Kate Hudson's up for. I thought she was up for like best lead actress or something. She's up for an Oscar, I thought, for that
thing. Okay.
But then it went pretty quick to, I'm sorry if I say the wrong one. We have so many streaming services, but I think it's almost on Peacock now, maybe.
Okay.
But it came out pretty darn quick, I thought. It's crazy how fast they turn them around and get them on the streaming services.
I know, because my next one that I was going to mention, I think it has that same situation where they went really quick. I really like Sinners.
Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah,
I think the ending was.
That's a recent watch for you, or
yeah, it's a recent watch for me as well.
What were you saying about the ending?
I was gonna say the ending got a little bit weird and a little bit hinky. I didn't dig it, but okay, you know what? I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. That was the last 10 minutes of the film. You're doing something different with the tale. But prior to that, I really dug it. And, you know, anything that's got Delroy Lindo in it, I'm a fan of Delroy. He's always been one of those workhorse type of actors, if you will. And I don't mean that with any disrespect. No. But he brings it each time.
He brings it. And that's another voice. We were talking about voices earlier. That's another voice. I could just hear him like read the phone book or something. There's some people that have commanding voices, I think. And he's definitely one of them. So,
yeah.
But I'll agree with you. I was very late to that one. I did not get to see that in the theater, but I do own that one. I ended up buying it because I enjoyed it so much. And props to them. They're up like record number Oscar nominations or something, I think, for the. So very cool. Yeah, cool. So did you watch that with the wife or the family or anybody? Or?
No, I watched it by myself.
Okay. See, that's like one my wife would not go for.
Yeah, she wasn't down for that one. And then I followed it up with Weapons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my wife wouldn't go for that one either.
Yeah, she wasn't going to go for that one. And actually, to be honest, I'm probably in the minority. Weapons was okay. I didn't really like it as much as I thought I was going to like it.
You and I are on the same page with that one. I've gotten some grief on that one. I'm not saying I hated it or anything like that, but I was not as high on it as a lot of people were. And I got some grief for that. And I'm like, well, it's just some movies hit differently for people. And it didn't hit me as hard as some others were.
To me, it seemed like it didn't know what it wanted to be. Like the first half is kind of like a dark comedy. And I was really digging that. And then we switched to horror. And I'm like,
and then almost back to comedy again towards the end of it, you know?
Yeah, and it was really like awkwardly put together, I think. So yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad movie. It's not a bad movie.
No, no, me either.
I don't understand the hype behind it.
I wasn't greatest movie of the year or ever or whatever, as some people are saying. I just wasn't there, and that's not discounting what they feel about that. It just wasn't there for me. So
yeah,
no, I'm right there with you.
How about a couple others that you
watched recently? So one recent one I watched, I ended up buying it on a good deal. It's called Old Henry. That I really enjoyed. I didn't know much about it, but somebody was like, you got to go check this out. But it's got Timothy Blake Nelson. If you look him up, he was great in that one. Stephen Dorff even has a role in that one. Trace Adkins, the country singer, has a small role in it. Think of a Western, a man that having a hard time out in, you know, the kind of the sticks, you know, like trying to make a living for his, you know, his wife has passed away. I don't think I'm giving anything away there, but trying to make a go of it. But some people come back, and I'm always a sucker for these movies where people come back and is it mistaken identity or for real of a dark past, and is he who he says he is or not? And that's all I'll say about it, because I don't want to ruin anything. Mm-hmm. But I will say, if you have any desire to watch a Western, I had a lot of fun with that one. And I could see where some people would think it would be slow in parts, but really like that one. And man, that Tim Blake Nelson was awesome in it. I'll say that.
I laugh because my wife and I on Amazon watched the Trace Adkins movie, Western movie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what it was called, but it was not good. It was pretty bad.
He has a pretty small part in this movie, but I thought it was funny when I was like looking up the cast, and I'm like, Trace Adkins, like that Trace Adkins.
You know, he might be good in like a small role, but being the star, no.
He was definitely a side, very small part, but that one, if you don't like Westerns, you won't like it, but I dug it. It's kind of one of those hidden gem ones that I didn't know anything about, and I found a good deal on it, and somebody was like, how have you not watched this one before? And I'm like, I've just never seen it. I had never heard of it even. So I don't know what kind of release it got or anything, but Old Henry, I enjoyed that one.
You know what? I have a Western as a rewatch. My wife and I rewatched Tombstone.
Oh, nice.
again, Sam Elliott's in that. So, that's why the wife agreed. But, I haven't seen it in forever. So it was very nice to catch, a recap of it and learn, what I enjoyed about it. That was a good one.
Were you quoting it for like 2 weeks after that then too? There's so many good quotes from that movie.
No.
That was like, I always joke about that. That's like one of those quotable movies where people, they'll watch it and then you'll hear lines from it, I'm your Huckleberry, something like that.
We also watched, because I'm trying to get myself into watching more musicals.
Yeah.
We watched Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Oh, I've actually never seen that one. That's a classic, I know too, but I have not seen that one.
Okay, well, I won't ruin it
then.
Like Weapons, it's not the greatest movie ever, but it's not bad, but it's kind of just there. We both were like, it was okay.
Yeah.
Then we watched White Christmas, which I didn't, again, also felt like White Christmas with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye.
I just watched that this last Christmas, actually. I'm just looking at I watched it on December 23rd, 2025. And that was my first time watch of it.
So. What'd you think of it?
Nostalgic, it's feel good. It's kind of, I don't know. I can see where a lot of people have that love for it, to go back for it, but I wouldn't say like greatest movie ever or anything like that, but it definitely had the feels and I don't know. I can go back and watch some of those old classics and see where people hang on to them, especially if they saw them very young, mm-hmm. and like growing up. So, but no, I enjoyed it. I bought it. So hopefully I'll watch it again sometime. So, but that's how I watched it is, I think it was a Black Friday deal or something like that they had the 4K for it for sale.
Again, much like Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. It's okay. It's okay. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. It's okay.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the best that we can give it is it's okay.
Yeah. that's okay.
Yeah. Anything else you wanted to run over there in terms of you've seen recently?
I can do just a couple. I don't want to keep you too long on things. So to tie into music, on HBO Max, they had a documentary from their Music Box series, Counting Crows. Have you seen me lately? That was a documentary of the Counting Crows and interviewing them and people around them, of them coming up into the music industry, hitting it big, being on top of the world, and then people hating them because they were on top of the world and kind of going through mm-hmm. all that. It was a very interesting documentary. So I had a good time watching that one. Other ones, if I'm just gonna do really quick, one of the new ones I watched in January as well, I believe, was 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple. I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. I'm excited to see what the next one. I know they kind of did a new trilogy for that, where they had the 28 Years Later, the 28 Years Later Bone Temple, and there's one more that's going to be coming out. Whether it's going to end the story or not, I'm interested to see where that one goes. Other than that, there was a lot of rewatches. I'll say that for sure. Another new one in the theater was Send Help. Rachel McAdams I'm blanking on the guy's name. Dylan O'Brien. Yeah, Dylan O'Brien. That one, directed by Sam Raimi. He definitely brought some gore into that one at a certain point. I enjoyed that one. I don't know how well it was received or not, but that one was really good. That was, we have these mystery movie nights at some of our theaters where you get a cheaper ticket. You don't know what it is, but they'll tell you it won't be over this runtime. It's rated this, and they'll specifically say if it's a horror or not. And, I had fun with that one. I liked that one. And one of my all time nostalgia, and I'll stop after this because I could keep on going, but, all time nostalgia. My son growing up, before him and his friends could drive, I was driving them early mornings because tickets were cheaper. We'd go get pancakes at this place and go see the latest Marvel release. So I did a rewatch of Avengers Endgame because that was the last one that I saw with him and his friends. And that was the first one where they kind of politely asked if I could sit a couple rows back from them when we were watching the movie. But always had a great time hearing them after the before and after the movies talking about them. But yeah, I had to go back and watch Endgame. Because, yeah, after that, they could drive and I didn't have to be there anymore.
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with Corey for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. They are your one-stop shop for all your comic book related needs. They've got single issues, graphic novels, collections, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues, comic book supplies, you name it. They got it for your comic book fandom. And if you're in Ohio, stop by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you can check them out online. WGComics.com is a web address, and they're very active on their Facebook page. Just look for at WGComics.
Are you excited for the new Avengers?
I'm hopeful for it. I'll say that. Like, anymore with things, when they drag them out further and further, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it just like kind of puts a little bit of doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
I hope the best for them. I hope it's great. I'm never one of those that I'm like, oh, I just hope it fails and they're like, you know, learn their lesson. Like I hope it's great. I hope it's a blockbuster. I hope it's everybody loves it. But I have that little thing in the back of my mind that's just like, did they go one too many, you know, kind of a thing.
What are some of the other films you're looking forward to that are coming out this year?
Man, that's one thing I have not looked forward too much. Project Hail Mary actually looks interesting to me with Ryan Gosling. That might be one I actually can get my wife out to go see with me because Ryan Gosling, just like you were talking about Sam Elliott, you know, that's definitely one that is out there. Other than that, oh gosh, what's the Samara Weaving one? Ready or Not, two.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Ready or Not, two. Yeah.
Ready or Not. I had fun with that one and, I could see that one. I hope that one's good. I'm excited for that one. Oh gosh. Sorry. This is where I blank out on.
Well, you know what? I just remembered, by the way, another new movie that I watched, new straight out of Netflix, was The Rip.
Oh, I had a good time with that one.
I did too. I felt like, and this is the best way that my buddy described it, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. If it wasn't for Affleck, Damon, and Yun, like if it had been three different actors, that movie would have fallen apart. He goes, those three worked their butts off to really, really, really hone in those characters.
And I can't argue that one bit.
No.
But with what you got with them, I enjoyed that one way more than I was visiting a buddy that I met through YouTube and stuff. We were watching some movies, and that was one of them that we're like, oh, that's on Netflix now. We weren't ready to go to bed. Let's throw that one on. It's a throwaway movie. And we ended up staying up awake the whole time and talked about it afterwards. And we're like, you know what? So yes, maybe they were the ones that really drove it home. But if you just look at the end product with them involved with it, I had a lot more fun with that one than I thought I was going to. I thought it was going to be a throwaway Netflix movie. And maybe some people think that. It's okay. That's your opinion on it. But I had a good time with that one.
Okay, sorry. I interrupted and derailed you from films you're looking forward to. I'll throw out my couple that I'm looking forward to.
You'll remind me of the ones I'm forgetting about. The Odyssey? Okay.
I definitely want to see what Nolan can do with that and see just how good of an epic it can be. And I'm really, because I think that honestly, and I get people look at me like I'm weird when I say it, but The Mandalorian and Grogu. Because
they're getting this my hate lately.
Well, but my point is, like, to me, in my humble opinion, The Mandalorian's been the best Star Wars product that they've put out.
Oh, for real. Like for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, all the rest of them, I mean, Solo was okay. The Book of Boba Fett was meh. I'm one of the ones that did Andor to me was a slog. I people look at me like I'm insane when I say that. It's so good. I'm like, no, it's really not. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that this movie is going to be great. I hope it stays true to the show and they don't deviate too far from that. I don't think they're going to. But those are the two I'm looking forward to the most, The Odyssey and Mandalorian and Grogu.
I can see that for sure. I was trying to search because I blank when I'm talking just like live with people. But I see that there's supposed to be the release of the new Spider-Man, Brand New Day. I'd be kind of curious where they go with that one. But then I thought there was something, and I don't know if it's animated or live action, but one that I was talking about taking my son and his friends to Marvel movies. But one thing he got into a lot when he was younger, and I did as well, watching it with him, was the animated series for Avatar, The Last Airbender. We went to the live action one. That was a long time ago. Was very disappointed with it, and I think they're coming out with a new one. It might be an animated version of it, which is fine. So I'm looking forward. I hope that one brings back what I loved of that animated series. But yeah, that live action one that they did.
I heard from. I didn't go see it. My wheelhouse. Well, I've heard bad things. So
yeah, it was a rough one. Oh, and then the last Dune, I think, is supposed to be coming out. The part three of the Dune series. Okay.
That's one that I never got into either.
Did you not watch them, or just didn't get into them at all?
You didn't
watch them at all.
No, I didn't watch them either.
Okay. No, that's fine. No, I'm just curious if you just watched them and you're like, nah, I'm good. Which is fine, or if you just like, no, I'm good and just didn't watch them. But I'm interested how that one wraps up, but I wouldn't say that's a, oh my gosh, I have to see that first day kind of a thing. But
All right, well, as we're starting to get up there to time, Corey, let's start wrapping things up here. So yeah. You have any upcoming episodes that you know are going to be really awesome episodes that you'd like people to plug? Do you have anything coming up that you want to highlight?
Well, I hate to disappoint you, but I don't have anything like set in stone. I think you probably run into this as well, where when you're scheduling these things out, you know, you got your schedule, you got other people's schedules. I have a lot of things up in the air. I have some really cool people, either first time or getting to hang out with them again, that I'm going to have a great time doing it, but it's just getting the schedules to line up right. So I don't want to throw any dates out right now. Sorry, but I just, you know how it goes.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I was rearranging almost every other day, and I'm like, oh, for crying out loud, people. Come on now.
It's funny. I'm like little tiny, and I'm not like reaching out to a lot of people, and it's not them, it's sometimes me too, where they're like, oh, I can do this day, and I'm like, oh, sorry, I can't do that day, you know. So things coming up, I don't have anything to really throw out right now, but you know, if people want to come and check out on my YouTube channel, Wilkie's Movies and Music, on the post page, it's a community post page, I try to be pretty good about throwing things out there that are coming up. So that's where I'd say, if you aren't annoyed with me and want to see me again at some point, you know, go check that out and see what's going on. But yeah, right now it's a struggle between my schedule and other people's schedules. So
okay. And you're preaching to the choir on that one. Yeah. I feel you. How about social media, where folks can keep tabs on you so they can find out when you got a new episode coming out or whatnot?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So YouTube, Wilkie's Movies and Music on YouTube, on the community post page. I try to throw things out there that are coming out on Instagram. Same, Wilkie's Movies and Music. I'll do a lot of things on there as well. And, I'm still trying to, I'd say I'm still relatively new. I can't say I'm a rookie anymore. I don't know what time you have to like relinquish that title. for doing social media, but I still feel I'm pretty new with it and still trying to figure out all the things I want to do and having fun trying out some different things. So yeah, if you want to hang out, definitely some movies and music will be talked about, but yeah, some other things mixed in there as well when the mood strikes.
All right. Well, Corey, man, thanks for sitting down and chatting with me tonight. It's always fun. Always enjoyed it. I was glad to have you back on, man, as I made that promise to you oh so many months ago. And I'm glad I could check it off the list, so to speak. So
no, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me back on. It's always fun to hang out with you. So it's much appreciated.
All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, my conversation with Corey from Wilkie's Movies and Music. And I hope you enjoyed our conversation talking about, well, movies and music. And definitely please check out Corey's YouTube channel, Wilkie's Movies and Music. And I think that especially if you're a fan of music or you're a fan of film, I think you will find his YouTube channel to be quite enlightening. And I want to thank Corey for coming on and spending some time chatting with me. Well, I think now is about the time where you would like to know how you can get in touch with me if you have a question about this episode or any episode for that matter. Well, there's a couple different ways you can get in touch with me. First, you could shoot me an email if you like. JohnOrlando@pvdcast.com is the email address. You can also catch me on Twitter. That's right. I'm still over there on Twitter. Just look for my personal handle of @PVDMVP. And you can drop me a line over on the Facebook, Instagram, and Threads accounts. Just look for @PVDcast. Now, maybe you want to let some folks know about the show and where they can hear it. Well, there's a couple different avenues for that as well. First off, PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly and probably the best place to get every single new episode. But it's also available through all those major podcasting outlets and apps. All you have to do is go to your favorite app's search bar, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And if you're using one of those outlets or apps, please rate and review. It helps me out in the algorithm. And also, don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. And lastly, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do a live broadcast of the week's episode through the Facebook page. Once again, that's @PVDcast. And so there you go. You have three easy ways to hear the show. PVDcast.com, through your favorite podcasting outlet or app. And of course, on Wednesday nights through the Facebook page, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you all for checking out the episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, stay safe and healthy. Presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2026.